How do you move up in Minecraft? I don't mean skill trees, I mean physically. These are magical elevators.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cachefly at cachefly.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Today, I have a fun little Bucket plugin for you guys. Bucket is a type of Minecraft server where you can add add-ons to the server. Seth Bling has been making a few custom add-ons and showing them off in videos, and that kind of got my brain thinking, there's a ton of really great add-ons that I need to spotlight for you guys. So today I'm highlighting one of my favorites. This is called Lift Sign, and it's been around since 2012 for around 2 years. We use it all the time on the TwitCraft server. It's an easy way to move up lots and lots of blocks, but I like it because it doesn't seem too cheaty. So let me go ahead and show it off. So I'm in this little temporary world that we just created for the show, and there's a few things, but first I want to show what it does. So if I go up to the sign and right click it, whoop, I've been teleported to the top of this little structure. And if I want to go back down, I can click it again, whoop, and now I'm down on the bottom of this structure. It's a very easy way to teleport players around, and this works really well if you're on a server where you don't want to continuously teleport players manually. You kind of want an automated way to do it. So how does it work? Well, you go ahead and place down a sign, and on the second line of the sign, start with a hard bracket, so a square bracket, and type in lift, and then the direction you want to go. So in this case, I want to go up, because I want to go up a floor. Now I'm going to hit done, and it creates the sign. Then you're going to move up above it, and place the sign on the exact same column of blocks that the other side is on, sign is on. It cannot be one in any direction. It needs to be directly above the other sign. Go ahead and put lift, and then in this case, I want to go down, so down, and then close those brackets, and this once again is on the second line of the sign. And then if you click, you should teleport between the two, just like that. Now, you can do a few different things. So if I wanted to put down another sign, I could type anything on this top line, and then I could say lift down and whatnot. I'm going to go ahead and just escape out of that, because you can see over here I did that exact thing. On the first line, I have two bottom floor lift down currently on the top floor, and then two top floor currently on the bottom floor. So you could write anything in the first line or the third and fourth lines of your signs. I have over here kind of a larger structure to kind of show it off. We lift up one, and you can see that we did move up. And then I have another lift sign, and you can kind of stagger them by just placing a sign right next to it, and then you can kind of go up and down floors pretty quickly instead of looking from one wall to another. There's one other bit of functionality built into these signs, and that is instead of doing an up or a down, if you just type out lift, it will be able to connect with another sign, but you will not be able to go in any direction. So we have that set up over here. So I have a lift up sign, and way up there I just have a lift sign. So I'm going to go ahead and click this. Oh, destination not safe. There we go. Now it just says lift. Now, when it was saying destination not safe, it was because I was standing off this block. And so it would have teleported me to a place where there weren't blocks below my feet, and it would have dropped me to my death. So it was able to calculate that and tell me that I needed to walk forward, basically. But now this lift sign, if I click it, it doesn't have a direction. So, wait. Oh man. I didn't get any way to get down. Oh, hooray, half a heart. That's wonderful. And just to show off that once again, if I'm staying far away from this sign and click it, the destination not safe that shows up, if I'm standing off to the side, if you get within the area that there will be another block, it will work automatically, which is pretty nice. Thanks so much to Andoon for authoring this plugin. This is called Lift Sign on the Bucket forums. There's a whole bunch of different type of elevator sign mods. Lift Sign is the one that I spotlighted. And of course, you can check out our show notes for the links to that. Thanks so much for watching. If you'd like to subscribe to future episodes, make sure you head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft, and you can email me your tips or suggestions or feedback at mail@omgcraft.com. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye!